Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's funny, folks. I said to Fleegs when we were walking out of the studio yesterday, I said, man, I wonder what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. I'm kind of sick and tired of doing all this Hall of Fame stuff. I'm kind of dying for something juicy to like pop off the page at me. And what is our Thursday show going to look like? Well, little did I know when I was leaving the WFAN studios, walking out of here around, I don't know, 6:05 in the morning, that I would be coming in to do my next show with a boatload to talk about, where we got a lot of juicy stuff on tap for you. We'll get to, of course, the debut of Zion Williamson a little bit later on in the show, which I'm all fired up about. But locally, there are two massive, massive stories. And we'll start first with the baseball story, and then we will get to the departure and the retirement of Eli Manning. But let's start with the Mets, as they have now announced that they have themselves a new manager. And I will give the Mets credit for this. They did not mess around. They did not waste a whole lot of time. In the aftermath of what happened here with Carlos Beltran, the Mets needed to move quickly. So I applaud them for the fact that they were able to get it done with Luis Rojas as soon as possible. However, as I have been saying throughout the last week or so, this is just not the choice that I would have made. I, for one, looked at this Met job, the turmoil, the weird circumstance of firing a manager in late January, and I, for one, thought, this job and this situation called for experience. Yes, they missed out on Joe Girardi, which I think we can look back on and say is a monumental mistake. And I think it will go down as a monumental mistake. But the Mets had a chance to go get an experience choice and bring in some experience choices to be involved within the process. And when you got down to it, you look at the final names that Bertie Van Wagenen and the Wilpons were looking at. Yeah, out of the three or four that were listed, Luis Rojas probably was the best choice of that bunch because of his ties to the organization, because of how well-liked he is amongst the players, because he has managerial experience down in the minor leagues. Yeah, out of the three or four guys they threw at you, you want to tell me you liked Luis Rojas the most? Sure. I probably do as well. That said, how a Buck Showalter or a Dusty Baker or a John Gibbons was not involved, that the Mets did not sit down with any of these guys over the past week, to me makes little no sense. That to me is where you can take the Mets to task. That to me is where you can get on the Mets for not going through a thorough process the second time around to find a manager. I applaud them for getting it done quickly so that way that guy can kind of hit the ground running. That managerial choice now is ready to go, hopefully by the time pitchers and catchers roll around in the middle of February. But there are still serious questions to whether or not Luis Rojas, who was reported as of a couple of months ago by multiple outlets and by multiple sources as a guy that is highly respected within the Met organization, that is well-liked within the Met organization, but is also a guy that many felt was not ready to manage quite yet. Well, all of a sudden, now he's the manager. So for Luis Rojas' sake and for the Mets' sake, he better put the big boy pants on early. He better have a command of his clubhouse. He better have a command of the media. And he better be ready for all of the elements that are thrown your way when you manage here in New York City. Managing a baseball team is tough enough. There are a lot of different elements that go into managing a team day in and day out. Managing New York takes it up times 50. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, these hotbeds for baseball passion, for this in-your-face type mentality that we as sports fans have, you got to be ready for that as the manager. And with Luis Rojas, I'll admit, and I think we're all on the same page, you have no idea to whether or not he can do the job. Unless you are feeling real, real frisky and you want to go out on a limb and just roll the dice and say, you know what, YOLO, baby, I feel that confident one way or another, you could do that. But when somebody has not done the job and has not done the job in New York, has not done the job in Major League Baseball, you have to wonder. I didn't want to wonder if I were a Met fan. I didn't want to be in a position where I was guessing with a win-now team. The Mets are supposed to be a win-now baseball team. Winning north of 85 games last year. Making a run in the second half of the season. I thought the hope was that the Mets would come in and be ready to win. And be ready to get into the postseason. I didn't think it was wise to have a first-time manager with the learning curve being what it is, being the guy to step in and take the job. But that's where we're at. Now, you've read some really nice things about Luis Rojas throughout the day, and I read an interesting comparison. And I want to say Joel Sherman of the New York Post brought this up, either in an article or on his Twitter page. He mentioned the resume for Luis Rojas being similar to the resume of Buck Showalter when Buck Showalter took over the New York Yankees in the early 1990s. One could only hope that Luis Rojas will have as much success in multiple stops and for a long period of time in Major League Baseball the way Buck has. It is possible that he is prepared, that he is ready, that this job is now his for the taking, and he's going to run with it. But if you're giving me the choice of hoping to find, I don't know, the next Buck Showalter, or actually finding Buck Showalter, and guess what? I'm taking Buck Showalter. Because for this job, unlike the New York Yankees, unlike the Boston Red Sox, unlike the Chicago Cubs, when the Yankees hired Aaron Boone, when the Cubs just went out and hired David Ross, when the Red Sox hired Alex Cora, what was the common denominator between all three of those teams? The Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Cubs. The common denominator was a simple one, folks. All three of those teams had World Championship General Managers. Dave Dombrowski. One with the Marlins, one with the Tigers, and one with the Red Sox. Theo Epstein is on his way to Cooperstown. Breaking the curse of the Bambino, breaking the curse of the Billy Goat. And Brian Cashman has been one of the best general managers in baseball with all of his championship rings. All three of those choices are going to be given more leeway because you believe in what the general manager is doing. I'm going to give Theo Epstein the benefit of the doubt with a guy like David Ross, who has no managerial experience, because you know what? He has won. Brian Cashman, who made a very polarizing, and I would argue, a very unpopular decision in dismissing Joe Girardi, brought in somebody out of the broadcast booth in Aaron Boone. Both of those guys can pull out their resume, say, take a look. Do you value my opinion? Do I look like a guy who knows what I'm doing? The answer is yes to all of the above. Now we bring it back to the Mets. Can Brody Van Wagenen, who had a very suspect first year running this baseball team, forget about the amount of wins the Mets had. Think about the moves that were made, from the debacle of Jed Lowry to the all-time bad trade of Cano and Diaz. Does Brody Van Wagenen, folks, have the sort of cachet to basically walk into a room and say, bang, baby, trust me, I know what I'm doing? Can he have the same cachet that a Cashman has? Hell no. Can he have the same cachet that Dombrowski has? No chance. Theo Epstein, think again. That is why I'm skeptical of this hire. I have no idea what Luis Rojas will be as a manager. I get that. But because I don't believe in the Met GM, I wanted somebody in place who was going to take some of that pressure off of him. That I don't have to worry about what the everyday lineup and the bullpen being managed and all of the little twists, turns, whatever you want to call it, that a manager has to deal with throughout the year. I want the proven guy going through it, where he does not need to be suffocated by what Brody and the front office is going to tell him. This hire tells you a couple of things here. One, Brody wants to be in charge. Two, it also tells you, with the short-term commitment that Luis Rojas has been given by this team, and look, he gets the two-year deal. Who managed the team in 2020? Who knows what will come down the pike in 2021? But Buster only mentioned this, and I think you can absolutely see this happening down the road. Do not be surprised if the Mets are in on A.J. Hinch once his suspension comes to an end. I can absolutely see A.J. Hinch at some point in time working his way into the Met organization. Why? Because of the ties he has to Brody. Is it possible this is something the Mets were thinking about down the road? Maybe. But I wouldn't be thinking that far ahead. The idea is in 2020 to win, right? That's what I've been told. And here's what I do know. Two teams in the division are quite similar. Mets were a little bit better in 2019. The Phillies and the Mets, I think, have very similar rosters. Right now, I know the Phillies have a guy who's going to be responsible for them winning a couple more games than they should. Why? Because that is what Joe Girardi has done throughout his entire managerial tenure. His first year with the Florida Marlins at the time, and of course for all these years with the New York Yankees. I expect him to bring that element of winning and that overachieving nature to the Phillies. Meanwhile, with the Mets, it was a situation that called for experience. It was a situation that changed over the course of the last couple of months. For the Mets, ownership and the general manager did not view it that way. They went with a guy they feel comfortable with. They wanted to keep it in-house. Now we're going to find out if Luis Rojas can manage. A lot of pressure on a guy who's stepping right into this job. And the Mets had better hope that the feelings they might have had 6 to 8 weeks ago about not being ready turn out to be a total fallacy. Luis Rojas is not ready to manage, and you're going through managerial growing pains and mistakes, and it costs his team ballgames, that's going to be a really tough pill to swallow. It's a wait-and-see approach for Rojas. You may love the resume. You may say he's Buck Showalter part two. I, for one, would rather have Buck Showalter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.